week I said that we'd be talking about blessing today, and I asked that you do a bit of preparation. Now, I've been praying during the week that God would prompt some of you to think about what he wanted you to bring, and we're going to come to that a bit later. So blessing, what exactly do we mean when we talk about blessing? Actually, I think that probably we all have an idea of what we mean by blessing. But, and I know Lawrence has talked a number of times about KIC being a blessing to our community. We're called to bless. And what does that look like? And I've been giving, well, Chris and I both actually have been talking about this quite a bit this year, and we've been talking about it with our life group as well, because it's something that's really has been on our heart. Earlier this year, a friend of ours, Colin Calvert, he lives in Papua New Guinea, but he came and he was staying a night with us, and he recommended a book. And the book was called The Grace Outpouring, and it's by Roy Godwin. And we just really felt compelled to get hold of it. And this book, it's an interesting book. It's a testimony to what God has done when they started to bless everyone who came across their path at a little retreat centre in Wales called Flatabrennan. Excuse my Gaelic, but anyway. It tells what God did when they obeyed God's prompting to bless. In a second book, which came out last year, called The Way of Blessing, it goes on to tell the story of how this has spread and become the local Houses of Prayer movement, which today operates around the whole world. But anyway, so this, I've been really sort of really thinking a lot about this idea of blessing. And how do we become a blessing? I think that all of us here would want this church to be a blessing to our community. We want to bless those around us, and we want that to be something that is a powerful witness to God at work in our midst. Is there anyone who would disagree with that? Right? I don't think it's sort of something that we really want. And I'm just wondering, what does it look like? I'm really wondering, what does it look like for us to become the blessing that God wants us to be to the community of Kapiti? So that's sort of the thought that's been going, sitting with me, I think, through this year. And I know for Chris that we've been thinking and praying about this a lot. And one day, you know, I was sitting in church a few weeks ago. We were still at PFC, down at the college. And I was prompted by two thoughts. And this, there were, if we want to become a blessing to our community, we must first learn to bless each other. And I'm not saying that we don't bless each other now. I see wonderful acts of service and love all the time. I mean, Duncan got up and spoke about the blessing that so many of you have been to him in, over recent weeks. And that is fantastic. But I just have a sense in my heart that this thing of blessing is a much bigger thing than a meal given. A meal given is wonderful. It is an act of love and sacrifice and service. So don't hear that I think that this is not good. But what I think is that the blessing of God has got so many more dimensions to it that he wants us to learn about. And so the second thought I had was this. And this is what I want to talk about today. It's quite something quite simple. And my thought was, what would happen if we all committed to blessing one other household in this church every day for a whole year? What would happen if we made that commitment and we to bless quite specifically another household in this church every year, every day for a year. What would God do? So those are the two thoughts I had, and I felt so stirred up about this, I trotted along to see Lawrence and Philippa about this. I said, you know, I'm just sort of wondering about this idea that God has given me about, well, this question I have, what would happen if we were to commit individually and in our households to actively bless another household in this church every day for a year? So I'm going to tell you about what I think that means, but I wondered whether we could do that for a whole year. So what is blessing? So blessing is about declaring the kingdom of God and his rule and grace in situations for people and activity and places. It's linked to prayer and intercession, but it's different. It's about stepping into our priestly role. We just heard that, Tim speak about how we are brothers and sisters with Christ. We inherit that priestly role when we become part of the kingdom. And so in that priestly role, I believe we are called to bless. And just as God blessed us, we are called to bless. Now, some of you will be familiar with this passage. It's from Numbers, and it comes from the books when Moses is receiving from God, I guess, those books and the instructions for the people of Israel. And it's an interesting passage because the Lord says to Aaron. Now, Aaron was the high priest. Aaron and his sons, they were priests. Okay, and he said to them, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. He said, say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. And so they will put my name on the Israelites and I will bless them. And so the thing was that Moses told Aaron that God was telling him to bless the people. And when he blessed the people, God was, when he said those words, when he made that declaration, God's blessing would be upon them. In his priestly role, and in the role of the priest, was to declare the blessing of God, and that it was like it brought in the kingdom and the rule of God for the Israelites. But we also are called to declare the kingdom of God. We have become priests in the kingdom of God, and we are called to declare God's blessing, and when we declare it, God brings that blessing and he moves. And it's a bit like Chris said, explained it to me, he put it in words quite well the other day. He said, it's like God, when we bless, we speak what is in the kingdom of God and we bring it into being. It's a spiritual thing, it's a spiritual battle, and it's about taking the space and declaring that this is the place of blessing and this is what God is doing. It's about agreeing with what God is wanting to do. Okay. You love it, don't you, when it doesn't work? What have I done? I'd really like the next two slides. I could manage without those two. I've been really encouraged in our life group this year. We've had some quite really good sessions where we've actually been praying for blessing for each other, and we've been, you know, just trying in a small way to learn a little bit about what this means. And I guess that, so what I want to talk about today is whether, I've got a proposal for you, which is that I'd like you to think about this idea of choosing to bless another household in this church, choosing to declare God's blessing on them for a year. And so my question for you would be that if this is something that you think that God would ask you to do, the first thing to do is to think about, well, what is God, or who is God putting in front of you that you can affirm and bless? Because you are a priest and you are called to bless. And I believe that God is asking us to spend a year blessing each other and declaring that blessing in a very specific way. And the first question, that I think that we need to, that this is this question that I'm asking is the first question that when people are setting up houses of prayer, and I'm not necessarily saying that's what we should be doing, but I really am captured by this question, which, who is God putting in front of you that you can affirm and bless? I don't know who it is for you. I do actually have a view about who God has put in front of me to affirm and bless. He's given me a very clear view for to be blessing two households. And so I've been trying to do that on a regular basis. I don't always remember every day, but one of my prayers is, God, help me to remember. Prompt me. You know, and I find he does. I wake up in the morning and I'm aware of the need to bless and to bless these households that God has put in front of me to bless. But who is he going to put in front of you if you choose to do this? Could he put, you know, you are a priest of the Most High God and he's calling you to bless. So who is it that he is calling you to bless? I can't answer that for you. But I think we need to consider that. So if you think, hey, actually, I might like to be part of this, I might like to see what God is would do through this, that's the first thing you're going to need to think about. And the second thing that I wanted to talk about was, well, the thing is, it's all very well to say bless. We could, and it wouldn't be a bad thing to just every morning pray Aaron's prayer. Aaron's blessing, to ask, to declare that for a person or a household in this church. I think that would be a wonderful thing to do. But I think that we can be much more creative than that. But sometimes it pays to have a little bit of a starting point. And there's a great little, it's a very simple, very basic tool, but it's actually really quite helpful. I found it quite helpful in thinking about how to bless and what it is that God is asking us to do. And so it's very simple. And we're getting some little cards printed, which has got this on it, and so you'll be able to keep them in your wallets just to help you. So we can bless people in lots of ways, and I think that we have to seek God's, what are you trying to do here? But this can be a helpful tool. And, one of the things I've thought about with this is that I cannot imagine anyone objecting to being blessed. maybe you can, but for me, blessing people is something that it's easier to do even than praying for them, really. You know, I think, and this tool is just a sort of gives us a few ideas. And that what I thought we would do this morning is what I'd like to do is for you to actually spend some time. I'd like us to spend some time blessing each other, and I'd like us to use this tool. So I just thought I'd take you through what it's meant up here. So when we ask for God's blessing, when we declare God's blessing, it's really about seeking for what God would do in this situation and speaking it into being, really. So I can speak a word of blessing for Sue. I can speak, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So we would bless your health. We would pray that, we would ask that God would move in your life and in your health, that you would have a real new energy, and that he would heal you and bring restoration to you. We can bless each other in other ways. We can bless Matt on his trip. We can say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I bless your trip to Uganda. We bless you, and we speak protection and safe travels upon you. We pray that God will be with you. These are not hard things to pray. We can pray for people's work. We can ask God's blessing on people's work. We can ask God's blessing on people's businesses. We can declare that God will be there, that God's principles and his spirit will act on work and on schooling, for businesses, for provision, for income. These are things we can bless people with. We can bless them in the name of Jesus. Who can I pick on? I shouldn't speak like that. But Peter Jackson, where are you? We were speaking to you before. Sorry, I'm trying to look. Peter, I bless your business in the name of Jesus. We bless it that you will have good work relationships there, and that God will bring you prosperity, and people will come to know Christ through your work. We can bless people with emotional and health and well-being. I can pray Rose and Pete. Rose and Peter, I bless you in the name of Jesus. I bless your household, that it will be full of the joy of the Lord, that you would know peace, and that everyone who enters your door would know the love and the joy of the Lord. I don't need to know a lot about what's going on in your life to bless you. I just need to know that God wants to bless you. You know, and I think that what I thought we would do is this is I'd like to just divide up into some groups. And I would suggest about 6 to 8 people. So just gather in groups. And what I'd like you to do is to together, just to declare a blessing on each other's households. And I thought that you could take this tool to give you some ideas, but God may really prompt you with something else that he wants to declare over this household. And you don't need to ask each other to share what's going on in your life. What you need to do is ask God, what is it that you would have me say to bless this person? And I think that it's not actually hard to do. Now, blessing takes other forms. As I said, we do things. We bless people through acts of service and love and mercy. But blessing is something that must be spoken as well. And I think that's what happened here, and when God, through Moses, told Aaron to speak this blessing. And so I just thought we'd break up now into these groups, and I'd just like us to spend a few minutes blessing each other. And I'd suggest you use this tool. And then I know that some of I said last week, and some of you will have felt prompted by this. Some of you will have totally forgotten, so that's fine. But I think that this is the time for you to bring that blessing that God may have brought, have put on your heart to bring. So, because the thing is that, and I'm sure that if you sought God for a blessing, that he gave it to you. I'd encourage you to do that. And then the other thing is just going back to that question again for you, as we will finish after this. But something to think about, who's God putting in front of you that you can affirm and bless? So if this captures your imagination, if God's speaking to you through this, that yes, I would like to be, you know, to do this thing, to choose to bless a household in this church for a year, then I'd encourage you to, you know, go away. Don't just, oh, that's, you know, if this doesn't speak to you, well, that's fine. But if it does speak to you, go and talk to God about it. Because I think that he will tell you who it should be. And I and the thing that the undertaking that I can make and we can make is that we will bring some other resources and promptings throughout the year. And I'm sort of looking forward to hearing some testimonies, because I think there will be testimonies. I can't imagine how God will bless and that won't produce testimonies. So I'm sort of quite excited. I love hearing testimonies. It's the most exciting thing that happens at church, actually. It is. It's God working in people's lives. That's the most exciting thing. Let's divide up into groups and,
Jackie came on stage last week when I was preaching, so I thought I'd do the same. during the week, I sort of said, okay, God, what is it that you want me to bless someone with? And I just thought I'd share it, because I kind of think it, after what Jackie said, it relates to all of you. It was just one of my favourite verses that I felt God was saying to bless someone with. And it's 1 Peter chapter 2. For you are a chosen people, you are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.